When a worker is killed on the job in Kentucky, a state agency is supposed to find out what happened. But a review of state records and a recent scathing federal report show that agency is not properly investigating workplace fatalities. These shortcomings leave workers at risk and leave families with unanswered questions. As part of the series Fatal Flaws, Jeff Young of the Ohio Valley Resource tells the story of one such family. They say the state's failures added to their grief and harmed their chances to get justice for their son's death.
Grant Oakley's second day on the job was the last day of his life. 17, sandy-haired and tall, Grant fished, built motorcycles with his dad, and played tuba in the school marching band. In fall of 2015, Grant landed a part-time job at a farm supply business. Bluegrass Agricultural Distributors was just across the road from his family's farmhouse in Garrod County, Kentucky.
The week before all this happened, my son sat on that porch and we took his senior pictures. He never got to see them.
That's Grant's mother, Pam Oakley. She and her husband, Mike, avoid that porch now. The view of the silos and metal sheds across the road is just a painful reminder of that November day. Mike remembers it was shortly before closing time. An employee ran to their house.
He said, Grant's hurt. Said, how bad is it? And he said, it's bad. And for this old crippled guy, I got over here pretty quick when they come and got us.
They found Grant lying near a 6-ton forklift. A wheel had run over his chest.
EMTs showed up and he was in so much pain.
Grant died that evening. Later, the Oakleys learned that Grant was riding on the side of the forklift, driven by a 19-year-old employee, even though passengers are prohibited. Grant's clothing may have been cut or he may have fallen. That wasn't clear. The Oakleys had so many questions. Why was Grant allowed to ride on the forklift? How fast was it going? Who saw what happened? They looked for answers in the investigation by Kentucky's Occupational Safety and Health Office, or KIOSH. But the Oakleys found the KIOSH inspector's handwritten notes incomplete and hard to even read.
They closed this case so fast. I mean, so fast. He didn't talk to all the witnesses.
And they said that it was not necessary for them to talk to all the witnesses. Who doesn't talk to the witnesses when somebody dies? Who won't talk to the witnesses?
A review by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration found that KIOSH had failed to interview several witnesses and failed to obtain signed statements from the few people interviewed. And those failures, officials said, made it impossible to tell if more serious work safety violations might have occurred. That left the Oakleys with lingering questions that still add to their grief. And, they say, the state's sloppy work also hurt their attempt to hold someone accountable.
Anytime somebody dies, I want to look into it.
That's Andy Sims, the Commonwealth attorney for Garrod County. Sims thought there might be grounds for criminal charges in Grant's death. But the KIOSH investigation wasn't much help.
Didn't have any recordings of the interviews. It looks like I have just scribbled answers to questions. I don't even have the questions that were posed to elicit those answers. So it was really hard for me to get anything at all from that investigation.
So Sims did his own investigation with state police. They found several additional witnesses KIOSH had not interviewed. But by then, Sims said, time was working against him. He sought homicide charges but could not get a grand jury to indict.
You know, once the incident occurs, you know, there's kind of a ticking clock about conducting a proper investigation. And I feel that because there was that delay, it really impaired our chances of getting a criminal indictment.
After Grant's death, federal officials got more complaints about KIOSH investigations. A special federal study this year found that the flaws the Oakleys pointed out were not an exception. Rather, they were the rule. The report found numerous deficiencies in nearly every fatality case over 2 years. Witnesses were not interviewed. Workplace hazards were not corrected. Penalties were reduced without reason. Federal officials said that in many cases, it appears that the state was, quote, just taking management's word. Again, Mike Oakley.
It's just everything about it is a slap in the face and disrespectful to that individual and that family. It's just, there's nothing. And all we wanted was some answers.
This November, the Oakleys are selling their house. Across the street, another for sale sign hangs on the gate near where Grant died. The company's out of business. One of the owners has died. The surviving owner declined to comment for this story, saying only that what had happened should stay in the past. But the Oakleys are also thinking about the future. They've been organizing workers' memorials, where others who have lost family can gather, remember, and work for change in the state agency.
They need to get some real people in there doing this job. It needs to be somebody with some knowledge and some compassion to help families like us.
Mike Oakley is also becoming more active in safety training, focusing on young people just entering the workforce.
And if I could save one father from sitting here, or one mother not have to do this, that's one. That's worth it. That's worth it.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young in Lancaster, Kentucky.
The Fatal Flaws Investigation is a collaboration by KYCIR, the Ohio Valley Resource, and the Center for Public Integrity.